This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To the Real Side with Jill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, and I am going to be taking over with Tammy again for tonight. Joe will be back tomorrow and the rest of the week. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on there, or you can hang out and chit-chat on the Facebook feed. And if you want, you can even call in at 855-732-5563. In a little bit on the show, I will be having the ever wonderful John LaRosa from Four Tier Strategies to talk about campaigns and elections and candidates. As you know, most of you are probably in different areas around the country, probably already working on primary campaigns. Maybe you already hit your primaries, or you're going to be working on, you know, you're already getting geared up for the general. You know, obviously everybody's primaries are different across the country, but this is the big midterm elections. You know, these are the ones where the Democrats are saying there's going to be a big blue wave, and Republicans are saying, nah, not so much. So it's going to be an interesting election. But what I'd like to know, and what I'm interested in, is how many people really pay attention to their local elections? And I'm not just even talking about your state legislature. I'm talking about your school boards, your mayor, your town managers, your aldermen, whatever kind of form of local government you have. How much are you really paying attention to those candidates? And how much are you paying attention throughout their term, how they voted? Now, I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but I know in most local, elections where I live, in New Hampshire, they don't put party on their ballots or on any campaign material, and that's fine. Because obviously, at the local level, really at any level, you're supposed to represent everyone. But hey, you know, what do I know? So, it's always interesting, because typically if someone says what party they represent, you could tell a lot just by that word next to their name. Usually, not always, but you can tell that gives you an inclination of where that candidate stands. But when it's a local candidate, are you paying attention? Did you see how they voted or how they behaved during town meetings or during really super important votes? Did they raise property taxes? Did they fight to decrease property taxes? How exactly did your local candidates perform while they were in office? A lot of people don't seem to pay as much attention to the local level, not realizing that is actually where it all begins. You know, everything begins at the local level. I mean, that's where you have the closest association to get something changed or get something done. These are your actual neighbors. You know, you might have a state representative who represents a wider district. So that might not be your neighbor in your town, but the people in your town government are typically your neighbors. They might live down the street, across the street, a couple neighborhoods over, but they are the people that are supposed to be most in touch with their constituents in an ideal world. So something to think about if you aren't in touch with what's going on in local politics, you should make an effort to be. It doesn't mean you have to go to every meeting, but a lot of times they have local public broadcast television for specific areas. You know, definitely have it in the bigger cities and the bigger towns, but you can always watch repeats of board meetings, alderman meetings, whatever kind of, whatever form of government. You can call and talk to your representative. You can read meeting minutes and see what went on. It's super, super important because a lot of people, especially with school boards, as Joe knows, I believe that's where he is tonight, because school boards eat up the majority of your local tax budget. I'm pretty sure that's the same everywhere in the country, but that's what makes up the majority of property taxes I know where I live. So if you can have a say in that, if you can focus on that and watch that, that's super important. Because what exactly are they doing? What does the union contract look like? Who's negotiating it? Are all the elected people just, you know, puppets of the unions, or are some of them actually fighting for the kids and fighting for the taxpayers? Because sometimes, you know, school boards will ask for, I don't know, a $55 million brand new school when enrollment's way down, it's not going to be increasing, and they don't really need it. But it gets passed through because no one's paying attention. So it's on you, it's on all of us individually to be paying attention to local elections. And now's the time to really, you know, pay attention because of the midterms coming up. So the midterms are typically state and, of course, federal. I don't know how many Senate seats. There's not that as many Senate seats open. But, of course, every representative in the House of Representatives in the swamp, I mean D.C., is 2 years. So those are all up. So how did your rep do? Did you pay attention to how they voted? Did they provide town halls? I know my reps don't give town halls. They just don't seem to care. But that's wrong because they're supposed to represent everyone, even if they hate half of their electorate. So hold their feet to the fire. Make sure you get involved. You know, if there's a campaign that you like, maybe you can volunteer for it. Maybe you can help local people get elected. But we're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to talk to someone who actually knows what they're talking about when it comes to campaigns, candidates, and elections. And we'll be back in a minute, and we'll be discussing that with John LaRosa of Four Tier Strategies. Maybe I'll be able to say it by then.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads. How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm not Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. You can check it out at therealside.com. They also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show anywhere, anytime. But tonight, Tammy and I are taking over yet again. I can't believe Joe fell for it and let us do this twice. But I want to bring in right away a wonderful friend of mine, John LaRosa, of Four Tier Strategies. And I finally said it right that time, although it still sounded a little weird. He does everything about campaigns, knows all about campaigns and candidates and all the different things to running a campaign. John LaRosa, welcome. Oops, is he there?
He's definitely there.
I don't know if we lost John or not, but you can find John at Four Tier Strategies. They are a full service campaign organization, consulting organization, and they do all kinds of things with campaigns and for candidates.
John, go ahead. Course. You're on the line, John.
Is he still there?
I can't.
Did we lose John?
Kim, are you there?
I don't know if we lost him or what happened. Or maybe he muted his phone and he forgot to unmute it. Because that's what I usually do.
Kimberly, can you hear me?
All right, so I'm going to, since we seem to have lost John temporarily, I will talk a little bit about Four Tier Strategies. Not only do they do all the technical stuff behind the scenes of the website, and they create amazing websites, they are out of the box. They provide out of the box thinking instead of just this template that, you know, a lot of organizations just throw at everyone. They provide individual customized consulting for your organization and for your campaign. Unfortunately, I don't think John can hear me. Somebody's saying they heard him. Oh, boy. Here we go. And I'm not the tech person on this one.
All right, Kim. So what's happening is we can hear John, but he can't hear us.
So he can't hear us, Tammy,
I know.
And we can't hear him.
So you're on your own for this segment.
Not sure what's going on, but I'll just continue. I'm looking at the website right now. I'm going to put their website into our Facebook feed so that other people can check it out as well. These guys have done campaigns all over the place. They, you know, work for great candidates. They do an excellent, excellent job, and they know exactly how to talk to a candidate. Apparently, John was loud and clear, but I can't hear him. Am I the only one? I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe can people hear me? I don't even know. We're going to have John call back in. Whoops. We're going to have John call back in, everyone. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. Because nothing's ever easy. Seriously. Nothing can ever just be easy. But again, these guys do all kinds of work for campaigns and candidates. And, you know, their website, www.fourtierstrategies.com. Four is spelled out in that word. One of the excellent, most awesome things that they have on their website, which I happen to love, and I definitely want John to talk about if we can get him back, is 10 questions to ask before running for office. Now, you know, some people think, oh, sure, I'll run for office. Not a problem. You need a candidate, I'll do it. A lot of people don't realize a lot of the time involved, especially even in your local government, there's a lot of time involved. You think, oh, I only have to go up there a few days a week or maybe one day a week, but there's more involved than that. But they have this excellent, excellent page. And it talks about 10 questions to ask. And one of them is, why are you running for office? And, you know, that's a pretty basic question, right? Why are you running? Well, in some states, especially if you're running for the federal at a federal level, you get paid money for that. But if you're running for office because you need a job, what they say is, yeah, don't bother. McDonald's is hiring. But if you know, have a compelling answer that you would be giving to the public or to potential constituents and to potential voters, that's a good thing. You don't want to just say, yeah, because I feel like it. Or, you know, they needed someone. Or, yeah, I had nothing better to do. You really want to have a good reason because campaigns are a little bit different of a story than once you get into office. And then that's a lot of hard work. And there's a lot of differences that happen once you get elected after running. Campaigns can actually be a lot of fun, although they're a lot of work as well. As John will tell you, we're going to try to get him back after the break. And, you know, another one of the questions here is, and this is a good one. Definitely this is a good one. Is your spouse or significant other on board with the idea? This is super, 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 super important. Because if you decide to run for office and your wife or husband or partner is not happy with it, it's going to show on the campaign. I've actually seen this on the campaign trail when a significant other was clearly not happy with having to be part of any of it. So it's important to get your family actually on board because you never know who they're going to bring up during the campaign, right? And plus, you want them to be excited about you running for office as well. You don't want them to be miserable and not like it because that's just going to make you miserable. It's going to make the campaign staff miserable, and that's going to show, and you're going to lose. Pretty much, you're just going to lose. Also, another one of the questions that they have on this page, and I will share this page after because really it's that awesome, is will your next-door neighbor support you? Now, granted, you don't have all neighbors like you, but you have some. And we're going to go for a break now, and we are going to be back shortly. And I'm going to try to get John back on the air so he can really talk about this because he's the expert, not me. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, and I am filling in for Joe tonight. He will be back tomorrow. He let Tammy and I take over again. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. You can check it all out on therealside.com. You can also subscribe to Joe's newsletter, and you'll get a weekly update of everything that's going on. Tonight, as you know, I have guest John LaRosa from Four Tier Strategies. I'm finally saying it right. We weren't able to hear him in the last before the last break, but let's see if we can bring him in and hear him now. John, are you there? Oh, I thought I heard something, but it was really far away. Oh, I think this is going to be a problem. So, unfortunately, because I can't hear him and he can't hear me, it seems like it's going to be an issue tonight. So we will, if we can, bring John back another time. So I'll just still keep talking about what he's talking about, unless you're there. John, are you there now? Darn. Nope. I'm not hearing him. Unfortunately, I'm not sure what the issue is, but I will keep going through this because John and Brad Marston wrote all this. They're the experts, not me. I'm just throwing out there what the things they have written about just because it's, you know, all these elections are coming up. People are signing up, especially for local elections, state elections. These things are getting down to the wire when to sign up for to running for local office. So, you know, one of the ones I had left off with was, will your next door neighbor support you? And, you know, that's pretty important. Now, even if you have, and I know some people who unfortunately have extreme loon neighbors, and hopefully they're nice and at least talk to you and aren't horrifically rude, will your neighbor support you? Maybe your next door neighbor won't, but maybe your other neighbors would because you've been pleasant to them or you've chit-chatted with them. You know, maybe you didn't talk about politics, but at least they aren't going to be on the news. You know, if you were ever on the news, they wouldn't say, oh, yeah, this person was bad and horrible. Will your neighbors support you? Because honestly, if they wouldn't, or if you couldn't persuade them to support you, if you decided to run, you probably have a problem. You might want to think twice about running. Another important thing is, have you recruited a fundraising chairperson? This is huge, huge, hugely important. As much as we don't want it to be this way, as much as no one wants it to be this way, money is massively important. You know, if you're running against an incumbent, they typically already have money. Most of the incumbents for federal office have a couple $1 million at least to run for office again, because they've been getting money from all the special interests over the past 2 years they've been in office. So they're getting all this money. Their campaign coffers are loaded up. If you're running against them, it's the first time, you got to be able to get some big cash up. And you also have to, of course, have a lot of boots on the ground. What Four-Tier Strategies talks about are the four M's: money, muscle, message, and momentum. Again, without money, most campaigns flounder. It doesn't matter how good the candidate is. If you can't get the word out, it's not going to happen. You're just going to end up not having anyone even know who you are. Boots on the ground, hugely important as well, because you have to have people face-to-face talking about you to your neighbors and the people that you live with in your state or your district or your area. That's super important. All of these things are really important to, if you're running a campaign or if you're thinking about running a campaign. That's why these are campaigns to think about, questions to think about before you start running. And I did put this in the Real Side Facebook page because that way everybody can get a chance to read it and take a look at it. Another big important one, which I'm sure a lot of people would probably be thinking about, is if you can afford to run. What's going to be your income while you're running? Can you pay your mortgage? Can you pay your bills while you're running? Because it's months and months. It's not just, I need to take a month off from work so I can run for office. No, it's a lot of time. It's a lot of work. So you have to think, that's something else that you have to think about. You know, can you leave your job for X amount of time if you have a regular job? Can you loan your campaign money to get off the ground while you try to fundraise more money? Those are important things to think about as well. And then, of course, there's the elevator speech. If you're in an elevator, if you're stuck in an elevator with someone, do you have a 30-second, 3-minute, whatever, 5-minute elevator speech to tell that person everything about you and why they should vote for you and what you would do to if you were elected? You got to have that. That way, you know, you can easily tell people with the snap of a finger exactly what you're all about, why you're running, and what you hope to accomplish. And this works. This is, you know, this kind of thing. This is a general actual type of thing that people use in regular business as well. Also, you know, what do you intend to do for your constituents? A lot of times people talk about, well, I'm not the incumbent, so that's why you should vote for me. Well, that's not a message. You may not be the incumbent. Everyone might absolutely abhor the incumbent, but you have to have a message of what your plans are, how you plan to vote, what you plan on doing. You can't just rely on being the other guy or not being the other guy to get elected. I mean, you know, even if you think about it, Trump was not the other guy, Hillary Clinton, which that probably earned him votes alone right there. But he also had a message. So, you know, he is a prime example of having that elevator message. Whether you agree with it or not, doesn't really matter. Whether you agree with how he presented it, doesn't really matter. He had it. People liked it. He won. So that's a prime example of not being the other guy, but also having a message. And that's super important. Have you spoken to a general consultant? You know, a lot of times consultants, like Four-Tier, will talk to you first about this information or about, you know, what to expect, what you need to do, what you need to have in place. They'll talk to you up front to let you know what they think, and you can take it from there. Sometimes you may decide after talking to them, ooh, wow, that I'm not ready for that. And you might change your mind, or maybe you answer too many no's to these 10 questions that are super important, because you know there is a lot of work involved. There's a lot of cogs in the machinery, and they all have to be moving efficiently and effectively. And everybody's behind you as the candidate, but are you behind everyone that's running your campaign? And that is part of sometimes issues that happen on campaigns that can cause problems. So that'll be something else to think about if you're thinking about running. Now I know all of you out there are like, oh, I'm not running. Or some of you are like, hey, I can answer yes to all those questions. I do want to run again. So, again, you know, lots of things to think about. I did put that in the Facebook, and I'm sure we'll save it somewhere else. Excuse me, so everyone can take a look at it in writing, because it's actually pretty interesting stuff. And if you think about it, even if you don't run, think about answering this question for the candidates you know of. Like, did they answer these questions? If you look at all these questions, do you think the candidates that you are thinking about supporting bothered to answer these questions? Are their websites professional? Do they have a message? Do they have issues that are well thought out and articulated? Can they articulate what they're all about and who they are easily and understandably for you, the constituent, and the potential voter? Because I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of campaigns, and sometimes I'd way rather have a fifth grader in office, or even writing the communication, because it's better than what I'm seeing. We'll be back in a minute. I don't know if we're going to try to get John back on, but we would be back shortly.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's full of hell.
And we're back.
Side with Jill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, taking over the world with Tammy. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check out at therealside.com. We're going to try one more time to bring back the ever elusive John LaRosa. Did it work this time?
John, I believe it did. Can you hear
Yay.
Me now?
Woohoo! Go, Tammy! We got it. All right. Awesome.
Great
so,
job.
John, why don't you tell us a little bit, now that it's the end of the hour, why don't you tell us a little bit about four-tier strategies and what you do? I've been talking about a little bit about what you did, and I talked about one of my favorite things you have on your site, the 10 questions to ask before running. But why don't you tell us what you do? Because, like I've been saying, you're the expert, not me.
Okay. Well, four-tier.
Did we lose you?
I am still here.
Come on. Oh, now I can hear you. Go, go, go. Did you hear what I said?
Yay. Should I speak really quickly so we don't, if we drop off again?
No, we have, right? I don't know if you heard what I said, but I wanted you to explain. I went on this whole spiel of how I went over your 10 questions, but why don't you tell us what four-tier strategies does, and tell us about your consulting firm, because you're the expert, not me.
Okay. Well, we're a full-service political consulting firm. Most people know us from know about us through web design, digital strategy, social media, general consulting. But we've actually put together a team of strategic partners who could do pretty much everything involved in a political campaign. We also deal with advocacy organizations. We deal with nonprofits. We deal with businesses. But we're probably best known for our work on the digital side and the general consulting side. My side is not the tech side of things. My business partner, Brad Marston, would kill me if I started talking tech. He's the tech guru. I am the CEO of the company, which is stands for Chief Entertainment Officer. So when he gets a little dry in conference calls, I jump in and make sure that the potential clients don't fall asleep. And so we definitely need to keep things light, which is why I created the Never Grump hashtag, because I don't want people arguing on my Facebook page or Twitter account. So
yes.
my job is basically to make the phone ring and also to advise candidates, especially on messaging and big picture stuff. And Brad handles kind of the nuts and bolts, especially when it comes to web design through Nation Builder and digital strategy. But like I said, we have folks that if you need logos and graphic design, we have them. If you need polling, we can handle that.
Right.
Pretty much video. We work with some of the best video people in the country, including Chris Burghardt, who we worked with on Herman Cain's campaign. Terrific, terrific people that we work with, many of whom you know, and many of whom we get together with once a year at CPAC and maybe have an adult beverage or two. talk about all the things that candidates do wrong, all the things that organizations do wrong, and we cry over our beer and say, Jesus, they had only hired us. But
right?
That's kind of our little story. We've been in business since about 2010, late in 2010, and we're still going strong. We just picked up a few new clients recently.
Excellent. And, you know, and that's why I wanted to have you come on, because, you know, now all the campaigns are gearing up, right? Everything's getting in high gear. You know, there's primaries here and there across the country, but now everything's getting into high gear. Campaigns are really going to step forward and start, you know, revving up on the campaign trail and with media, et cetera, et cetera. What's one of the best pieces of advice you would give to someone who's already in a campaign or potentially thinking about running for office, besides your 10 questions to ask?
Raise some money, because you can't really hire good people to help you out, and you really do need good people to help you out. It's great to have volunteers. It's great to say you're running a grassroots campaign, but grassroots has been somewhat synonymous with failure over time, and part of the reason, just like any business, any startup business, one of the reasons most businesses fail is because they're either undercapitalized, they have a poor management team, or they have no distinguishing value propositions. They can't differentiate themselves and give their wow to their target audience. And it's the same for startup politicians that they want to run. They get some of them, especially first-time candidates, get all fired up to run because they're mad about something, or they're just, I can't take it anymore, and I've got to step up, and I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to run and get these people out of office, and I'm going to do better. Well, that's great. But when you have no money to do that with, and no seed money at all, or very little seed money, it becomes really difficult. So one of the problems I've seen with the conservative movement, and really people that I want to help, is they call us up, they said, you know, you've been referred to us,
we really like your posts and tweets, and we really like the way you think, and we want to bring you guys in. And I used to do like an hour of, and we still do like an hour of free consultation, but we ask them lots of questions. And the first question has to be, do you have any money? Because we're evil capitalists and we'd like to get paid. But so would, you know, the printer and the sign maker and everybody else you're going to use, right? They need to get paid. So what would make you think that all these people are just going to donate their time and effort to you? Aside from your core group of volunteers and the people that you recruit, what makes you think you can do this? And what makes you think we're going to work for free? So we just recently had a conference call. We were referred by a very prominent person to another very prominent person who was running for U.S. Senate. I won't say what state. And we had this nice conversation, and they said all the right talking points and wonderful things. And I said, so let me ask you a question, if you don't mind, how much cash on hand do you have? $2,500 was the answer. I said, you lost. So that's why I said, do you have a finance chair? No. Okay, you really need one of those. Do you have a finance committee? You really need one of those. So no matter what you want to do for tactics, whether you want to spend money on big ad buys or do a big digital, targeted digital campaign or have a real, you know, awesome website. Whatever you're going to do, you know, even if you think you're going to win with bumper stickers, you've got to pay for those bumper stickers. So a lot of people come in with the hope, it's like a hopey changey thing on quote unquote our side. Where people just think, well, you know, if I say the right things, people give me money. So why don't you just not work, you know, not charge for a while? It doesn't work that way.
So, yeah, you, if you're doing this for a living, that's your bread and
butter.
We're
not the only, I mean, do you go to the post office and say, hey, you know, if you give me like $10,000 worth of stamps, I'll pay you. If the mailer I'm sending out will work, they're going to look at you like you're crazy, right? So. You know, vendors and consultants sometimes get that, you know, well, you know, if you could only help me raise money, then I could pay you. Well, you know, we're not a fundraising firm. We don't have a big, I'm going to date myself here, Rolodex, where we can just go call the evil Koch brothers and say, hey, I have this state rep candidate who really wants $1 million so he can pay it. You know, it's not going to work that way. So they've got to do the work in advance before they even start running. At least get commitments from finance chair type people, have a finance committee that, you know, will commit to raising a certain amount of dollars, get all their ducks in a row before they even run. And I don't know how far you got on my 10 questions thing, but we do up to 50 questions. When we decide whether we want to work with a candidate, and we make it specific to their race, and that forms the basis of how they should think about the campaign before they even start. Now, what happens more frequently is we get called into a campaign that has already started, and they want us to plug in this or that. I prefer to get them at the beginning, serve as their general consultant. You know, give them the roadmap, including a campaign plan, so that they can have other people execute the plan. You know, bring in a campaign manager who will follow the plan. But generally speaking, more often than not, we get called too late, where there've been a lot of problems because they didn't think the right way about what it is they're selling to whom and why are they different, special, unique, et cetera, and they haven't raised any money. So when I hear grassroots, We're not going to waste any money on a website, or we're not going to waste any money on a campaign plan. I knocked 10,000 doors.
So, John, we're almost going to be.
What did you do with that information?
John, we're going to be running out of time soon. Why don't you tell people where they can find you so that they can see more information about everything that you're talking about?
Sure. Just go to fourtierstrategies.com, FOURTIER. Strategies.com.
Thank you so much, Sean, and hopefully we can have you back on some other night. People need to go find you because you know what you're doing, and typically they don't.
Thanks for having me on. I'd be glad to call back in another time, too.
Thanks. Thank you, John. Really appreciate
okay.
it.
Take care. Thanks, Kim.
Awesome. You too. And we'll be